things that I cherish about our pumpkin patch is the chance that I get to chat with folks as they are selling pumpkins. Add on the weather of last week, maybe not so much today, but the weather of last week, and I was drawn out there a lot. And one of those visits allowed me to chat for a while with two moms who are incredibly caring, capable, loving parents. And the conversation was fluid, as you might guess, with three women chatting. We covered all sorts of things. And then we got to talking about the car rides, when the meltdown happens with the kids in the back seat, when the meltdown energy takes over all the air in the car, when the volume of the distressed voices pierce hearts and crumble thoughts, when the feet kick into the seat back and jostle equanimity and frazzle calm. I can tell no one here has had that experience. This is the meltdown energy that I am feeling in the wake of the Las Vegas massacre and our needed conversation about gun violence. This is the meltdown energy that I am feeling when I think about the Israelites traveling in the wilderness, scared, tired, hungry. Now that's a combination for trouble, isn't it? A group of people traveling to some place they don't know where it's going to be or if they are there yet or almost there yet. And they are scared, they are tired, they are hungry. What do you imagine happening out there? Maybe you think of some of your own experiences traveling with a car full of kids. 45 days they have been free from slavery. 45 days ago they were in bondage. And now everything is totally different. They are on their way to the promised land where they will be able to live freely and provide food for their families. And they're traveling through wilderness. A whole range of people, a whole community of people with a wide range of prior life experiences. Moses and Aaron guiding them along. It starts to fall apart. This group of people that are scared and uncertain express their fears as complaints. They want to turn back time. They want to return to what they had known before. They had been enslaved. They had been oppressed. But they knew what to expect then. They knew how each day would go. But this current situation, they are weary. They are hungry. There is no estimated time of arrival. And as they consider the future, it feels quite literally like a desert. Take us back, Moses. Stop this pain, Aaron. This meltdown energy is escalating. But we remember that it was God, the deity formerly known as I Am, who instructed Moses to get the people out of Egypt. God called Moses, and God promised to provide what was needed. And since it was God who started this whole thing, and God is always true to the holy promises offered and spoken, we need not join in the meltdown energy, right? We can trust. We can breathe in deeply and seek to silence the craziness from the back seat and pay attention to the voice of love, the presence of light, the certainty of future, the way of hope, which is the way of our God, and which is all around us, and which will never leave. We can do that. That is life-giving. That's what we'll do. And then the shouts in the back seat get louder, or unsettlingly quiet. And the meltdown energy is expanding. We don't know where it's going. We know we're desperate to find our way through, and that meltdown energy needs to be redirected and transformed. Likely in that moment, most of us, at least me, who doesn't even have children, most of us aren't thinking, oh wait, remember when the Israelites were melting down and shouting at Moses and Aaron? Remember that part of our sacred story? They were tired, hungry, scared, acting out, complaining, and God responded. It's so hard to keep track of that story in the frenzy. But that is our sacred story. God is in this chaos with us, and we need only to open to God, and it will be okay. So we can work to remember that. We can work to remember what happened out there when the Israelites were complaining. Oh, yes, that's it. We do remember. The Israelites were melting down and shouting out their fears and physical needs, and God responded, because God responds, and God responded with an unfamiliar, flaky white substance covering the ground. The Israelites were anxious and needing help, and God responded with abundant provision that was enough for every person, and it looked nothing like what they were looking for. It didn't melt in their mouth like kajis. It didn't fill their nostrils like flatbread. It didn't keep in a neat corner in a diaper bag like a Ziploc of Cheerios. It was an unfamiliar, delicate thing that could not be hoarded, and of which there was enough for everyone. Our sacred story names it manna. Manna was the food that God provided in the wilderness. Manna was the way to address the deep and very real hunger of the people. And it was given to be shared. Manna was infinite, accessible, and would sustain them in the very real struggles and long, long time of wilderness living. And it wasn't what they had been asking for, but it was what would sustain them and maintain life. We are deeply in the midst of meltdown energy and wilderness angst. We are needing to develop language and words to define which mass shooting we're speaking about now. Add on to that an opioid epidemic, hurricanes, earthquake, international tensions, racial fracture. We are deeply in the midst of meltdown energy and wilderness angst. And just as God was present and providing for the Israelites, as we read in our sacred story, God is present and providing for us today. Just as they struggled with how it was that God fed them, we struggle with what God gives us to thrive and survive in our wilderness. God gives us love. It can feel as tenuous and unfamiliar as their manna. Love doesn't give us a solid door to slam shut when we're mad or frustrated. Love doesn't give us a bulletproof vest to wear in the world. Love doesn't turn us around and send us back to a more familiar or safer time. Love does just the opposite. It opens doors. It makes our hearts and our whole lives vulnerable. It creates a new tomorrow. It's so different from our gun culture and societal norms and responses to the wilderness and challenges of life. The church is different. God is different. Our way of being is different. And given the world around us now, different is needed desperately. Love is the different God provides, and hope is what love enables. God is always calling us forward. God is providing all that is needed for life. It's love, given to us to give us life, given so that all may have life. Go, share it. Amen.